Okay.
Because of Call Hope and in fact, let's talk to Stanbic, the Anarchist Motor Insurance people.
Mm-hmm.
They should come with you. That's what they should do.
I should be there, yeah?
You should be there.
Not a problem.
It'd be a part-time job for you, you know?
I know, right?
Extra money.
I know, right? All right, and with that said, we wrap up our breakfast with Stanbic. Coming up next is the main news. To stay tuned.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:01. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Prisca predicts higher voter turnout among inmates in 2026 elections. Ministry of Agriculture warns unpredictable weather threatens food security. Hamas to release US-Israeli hostage as part of efforts to reach Gaza ceasefire. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The Prisons Care and Counseling Association, PRISCA, has projected a rise in voter turnout among people in lawful custody for the 2026 elections, given the current inmate population in Zambia, which stands at 29,000. In an interview with Phoenix News, PRISCA Director Godfrey Malembeka explained that during the 2021 elections, incarcerated individuals did not fully participate due to a lack of awareness about which political party to vote for. However, Dr. Malembeka notes that with new guidelines in place, politicians will now be able to present their manifestos to inmates, allowing them to make informed decisions. He has acknowledged that while challenges remain in ensuring a high voter turnout amongst those in prison, the incarcerated population presents a valuable opportunity for greater civic engagement and participation in Zambia's democratic process. Dr. Malembeka has also highlighted a new program launched by the Ministry of Justice and the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, set to begin in June, which aims to strengthen democracy and facilitate a smooth voting process for inmates.
In 2026, to see the participation of persons in lawful custody more effective and deeper. In the last elections, we didn't see proper or full participation of political parties selling their manifestos or delivering their manifestos in our correctional centers. The current guidelines are allowing political parties to take their manifestos. We have libraries in prison. We are expecting them to, especially the coming election, to deliver those manifestos.
The Ministry of Agriculture is urging farmers to take immediate action to protect their crops from the effects of unpredictable weather patterns, as a failure to do so could result in food shortages and rising prices. In an interview with Phoenix News, The Ministry of Agriculture Director, Dr. Chizumba Shepande, explains that Zambia has already felt the impact of drought, which affected crop yields and the country's overall food security. Dr. Shepande has emphasized that based on lessons learned, governments will not allow farmers to take unnecessary risks that could jeopardize a strong harvest. He is further assured that Zambia has the potential to maintain a stable food supply through to the 2025-2026 farming season, provided that proactive measures are implemented to protect crops from weather-related damage. Dr. Shepande has reaffirmed government's commitment to supporting farmers, particularly in the face of unstable weather conditions, by promoting protective agricultural practices.
It also depends on where you are located. So areas that are located in valleys, so they can still grow even winter maize because it is still warm. Areas that are upland areas, which are very cold, they go for crops that do well during winter conditions like winter wheat. So some farmers, if you have observed, are busy preparing their fields to grow wheat. So these are crops that can do well under cold conditions. I hope all the farming inputs on time, the provision of quality agricultural extension services to our farmers were good in terms of advising farmers when to plant, how to plant, how to take care of their crops.
Government is encouraging eligible small and medium enterprises, SMEs, to take advantage of an extended penalty waiver on National Pension Scheme Authority NAPSA contributions and regularize their obligations. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga explains that the waiver, which is being implemented through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, aims to ease the financial burden faced by SMEs striving to stay afloat. Mr. Mulenga has emphasized that the initiative is a response to the challenging economic environment that has continued to affect the operations of many SMEs. The minister explains that many SMEs have struggled to meet their statutory obligations to NAPSA due to tough business conditions, which have put their long-term sustainability and viability at risk. He says the waiver is designed to give their enterprises some breathing room by allowing them to clear their outstanding dues without the added pressure of penalties.
Because of the challenging business times that we have as a result of the impact of drought and the other regional challenges, SMEs have been impacted very negatively, and they have been failing to remit their NAPSA dues because of these economic challenges. The President of the Republic of Zambia has extended, has instructed the Ministry of, through the Ministry of Labour, the waiver of NAPSA penalties to all SMEs in Zambia, all Zambian SMEs, so that they can have a relief. They don't need to pay the penalties anymore now. He has extended it throughout this year so that the small SMEs can benefit from the, can have a relief from the adverse effects that the SMEs have been affected.
Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia says the push for digital financing in Zambia is being negatively affected by the recent introduction of new banknotes. Mr. Dodia explains that 6 weeks after the new banknotes were introduced, there has been a noticeable decline in digital financing activity, particularly amongst individuals. He says the introduction of the 500 kwacha note has made cash transactions more attractive, as it is now easier to carry and use compared to the previous banknotes. Mr. Dodia says this shift toward cash usage is undermining the efforts to promote a cashless society through digital financing.
The negative side of this new currency is that the government has been trying to digitize the economy by pushing the private sector to bring new products that are digital-based. For example, mobile money, we have limitations on how we could use our checkbooks, because anything more than 25,000 kwacha needs to be done electronically. So there's been a big push towards digitization over the last 10 years or so, but now that is becoming undone because it's very easy for somebody to hold on to huge sums of money without putting that money in the bank.